The next step is nine. We'll be doing. Did you say that, or do I say that?
Yeah. Item three is a rezoning at 956 Notre Dame Avenue under file DAZ 240 of 2012. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard. Item four is a variance at 956 Notre Dame Avenue under file DAV176016 of 2012D.
All right. I have my magical sheets. Who's the applicant? Mr. Penner, why don't you come on up with the, whoever you'd like to bring up?
Can I come up with the...
Yes, you may. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just name for the record, please.
Talia Jabitska.
Gotcha. Thank you.
We are making this application on behalf of my former grandparents who came to the city about just under 100 years ago, and my father, who recently passed last July, had a legacy vision for the project and for the home, which is a derelict space at this time, and wanted to see something that would attribute to community building and legacy. And we have come up with a high-density multifamily development that we feel fits with our vision for Winnipeg, and is a green project that we anticipate seeing LEED certification and a car share program linked together to provide a landmark model for Winnipeg in terms of econo housing. So David, we're going to move back and forth, and David will speak now to the zoning.
The area is, our property is zoned C2, and generally Notre Dame in that area is also C2, and it's a mixture of low-density commercial and multi-family apartment blocks, basically. I think our zoning variance was to facilitate the density, which is increased by the size of our units. Our units are very small, somewhere in the order of 500 square feet to meet, just enough to meet CMHC standards. These are condominiums, they're not rental properties. And so they're like starter homes. They do have four economy units. They are higher in quality in that they're all mezzanine units, so they're double height units with bedroom mezzanines.
Within the envelope of the building code of 60 feet, so we have, essentially we have three stories of units, 18 in total.
We feel confident that the condo development will help re-energize that portion of Notre Dame.
Any questions?
No.
You good? Do you have anything else?
I do. Just that we do have some boards here, and I...
Well, let's see them.
In case there are
pictures?
Yeah. Just in case we... have to come back, and we don't want to be pretty small units.
So this is the... proposed building. So it's a flywheel construction, so we have a 3x3 in on the north side and south, with an elevator and stairwell on either side. And the structure is stepped on the front face, and is constructed with wing walls to provide privacy for all tenants, both front and rear.
And to extend the interior space. The stepping on the Notre Dame side is in response to the angle of the property of Notre Dame.
Any questions? See none?
Nice.
Thank you much. Okay, good. You're good. Okay. Now, if Bruce, Betty, Campbell, and or Reverend Rudy Fiddle would like to come and speak in support or just mention support? Would you like to come and speak in support or just say I support it?
I support it.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
I just had a couple of questions.
Then come on up, please. I'm pretty
sure I do speak in support because Tally is
You are the Reverend?
Yeah, I'm the Reverend. Tally's a great gal. Her parents are awesome people. I had a chance to meet, you know, her late father. I just had, you know, some of the questions that, because they're, how long will the construction last, roughly?
Okay, the way that format works is you can ask the questions. We don't have to reply.
Yeah, you don't
have to reply. So you can answer reply, and then once we talk to the administration, if one of us wants to pose that question to the administration, we can.
Okay.
But it's not an opportunity to dialogue with them.
Sure, no problem. No
just
problem.
The way it works, yeah.
Yeah, you know, usually when they've had meetings, I've been out of town. I've been either in Israel or Florida or Cuba or something. So, you know, and...
Exactly.
I know. Yeah. I just came from Florida.
So what I would do is I would ask your questions now, yes. And then the applicant can come back at the end to answer
sure.
them for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so go ahead and ask.
Definitely. Well, one of the maybe key questions I do have... Because it's such a very narrow property,
yeah.
During construction, would there be encroachment upon our property by heavy equipment, and how long would that last? Or are there encroachment fees, and would we be due some finances in that way? Like if our land is being encroached upon, say with heavy equipment, and does damage to our property? That's okay. It's a concern.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm in support of the. I think it's going to beautify the. Location, but I just have to take care of, you know, our business too for our church.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, the other concern is parking. I mean, I mentioned it to Tally before because 18 units, and I think you only have three parking spaces. And we have limited parking at the church as it is. And I mean, we don't have a big congregation, but we do, like, say, Wade Williams' funeral was at our church, so we had about 500 people. So when we do have events like that, we're really stripped for parking, and if we have people that are visiting, and they might just park there. It makes it awkward. So that's just concerns I have.
Okay, fair enough.
I was there at the Wade Williams funeral.
Yes.
So I saw the number of people and the problem with parking.
Yeah.
But are you really concerned here? I mean, first of all, it's near a bus stop. Notre Dame buses are very frequent. And there's the sharing program, which... would alleviate some of the problem. I don't see it as a great problem.
Well, it's most of the time it wouldn't be, but there would be, I'm sure, residents are going to have visitors, you know, and they're going to, we have all kinds of people parking our property, that's why, that aren't even neighbors sometimes. So
okay.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's, we're on good relations, but I mean, I think something that needs to be addressed.
Okay.
What are the criteria?
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks for all being understanding here. We do have rules, and it seems sometimes odd, but I've actually been doing this job now long enough to know these rules are in place for a reason. Yeah. Now, we'll move on to the next group. Is there another group? That's it. So we have nobody in opposition? Okay, so I'll ask, is anybody else in support of the application that has not been called? Going once, going twice? Three times? Nope. Anybody in opposition of the application, both the rezoning and the variance? Seeing none. One, two, three. Anybody here to ask questions? Seeing none. One, two, three. Would the applicant like to come back up to reply to the questions that were posed?
The construction period should take somewhere between 9 and 12 months. It's really, it depends on the construction manager and the process, but just to give you some idea, there is not a need to encroach on neighboring properties, although it might be determined by that construction manager that it would be preferred to, if it was possible. So it's quite possible that they would approach you at some time and that they would negotiate that access. And part of that negotiation would be a protection of the property and reimbursement for any damage or just a strict fixing any damage that did happen. That's very common in an urban setting. Parking, we do have five stalls.
There are five stalls on the site.
You must speak to us. Oh. I know it's weird because that was the question, but yeah.
Sorry.
Kind of pretending that I am.
All right. As far as the parking is concerned, we are aware that there is a concern with the residents in the area because of constraints for space. At the same time, working in cooperation with a car share program allows us to have available to the residents of the building as well as the community a vehicle which one vehicle can service 35 individuals. We're looking at having two vehicles servicing not only the residents of the building but also the community at large. So by having a car share program integrated with the development enables not only residents to have access but also allows the community to draw on of that resource to attend to their daily needs. And this is a novel sort of concept because it hasn't, this is a novel concept and it has been started and we hope to build on that to just further edify the car share program, show its sustainability and how it's a benefit to not only residents but also community. And that adds to the echo.
I was just going to say, the very first one was in Osborne Village at the Church
right.
of Christ Science.
Yeah.
So it was done right. with our innovative planning yes. report, which worked that into it, and it was part of the zoning requirement to have the car share program.
Yes.
And that enabled the redevelopment of that historic building. So.
And if I may add as well, this is part of the development going forward, that we do have that parking partnership in place. That it would proceed with that in place. And we're aware of that, and that's what we're working towards.
Okay. Any questions?
No.
No? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Move that report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor, opposed, carried.
Move that receipt of public representation be concluded.
All in support, opposed, carried.
Move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in.
All support, opposed, carried.
Move that the following supporting reason be provided, namely, it's an enhancement to the district. It's really a smart-looking building, and I know that the suites are going to be very small, but it seems to me that it's useful to have density there.
Okay.
It's near the bus stops as well, besides the car sharing. So I that's why I'm supporting it.
Fair enough. Okay.
Will the public hearing be respected this application be concluded?
All in support. Okay. On the merits? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Please note that a recommendation has been made on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council.
All right. On the merits? Smith?
Variance. Winnipeg Public Service to advise that all statutory requirements with respect to this application have been complied with.
All right. All support. Opposed, carried.
Report the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in support. Opposed, carried.
Aye.
Move that receipt of public representation be concluded.
All in support.
Aye.
Opposed, carried.
Move that the recommendation of Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in.
All in support. Opposed, aye. Carried.
Aye. Move that criteria A to D of subsection 2473 of the City of Winnipeg Charter set up below are satisfied.
All in support.
A to D. All right.
Carried.
Move that public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All in support.
Aye.
Opposed. Carried.
Please note that the committee's decision with respect to this application may be appealed. Should you wish to appeal, information on how to do so will be included in the order issued, which will be mailed to all persons registered.
All right. Thank you very much.